Tantor Audio presents Watch Them Die by Kevin O'Brien, narrated by Michael Kramer. Prologue. He was crushing her, but Ray didn't complain. The last thing he probably needed right now was her barking instructions at him. He seemed so nervous and awkward. He acted as if this were their first time, and it wasn't. She was trapped beneath him on his unmade bed. All around the darkened bedroom, strategically placed votive candles flickered. A couple of incense sticks were smoldering in an ashtray on the nightstand. The smoky, spicy scent had become overpowering. Ray thought about asking him to open a window, but she didn't say anything. All the windows were closed, along with the blinds. He'd already stripped off his shirt, and now he was on top of her, unbuttoning her blouse. If only he'd climb off for a moment, she could get a breath and maybe wriggle out of her clothes herself. She wanted this to be pleasant for both of them. He'd been so good to her lately, a godsend. Anyone else would have dismissed her as a crazy, dumb, paranoid blonde. But he took her seriously, and he wanted to protect her. For the last 6 weeks, someone had been following her. Ray had even caught the shadowy figure videotaping her on a couple of occasions. Both times, she didn't get a good look at the man. Once he was in an old burgundy-colored Volvo outside the hotel where she worked as an events coordinator. The sun reflected off the car window, obscuring his face, but she could make out someone holding a video camera. She never saw that Volvo again. Ray caught him filming her a second time during a date with Joe. It was just a week before Joe died. They were dining at a fancy Italian bistro where they'd been seated by the front window. She'd heard.